For 45 minutes, the little red rental sat in the parking lot. Amanda Barber remained frozen in the driver's seat. She stared through the windshield at the brick building in front of her. The car's engine was off, the keys still hanging in the ignition. It wouldn't take much for her to reach out, turn them, and go back the way she had come. She read the sign on the building one more time as if reading it would put off the inevitable. Howell's Adult Daycare. It was getting dark. She couldn't sit there anymore. She had promised her stepmother's attorney that she would stick around for a couple weeks. Just a couple of weeks, 14 days, half a month. She had to stop being a wimp. Okay, no more hesitation. She grabbed the keys and tossed them into her purse. She had to get this over with. She left the car and went into the building before she could change her mind. As the door closed behind her with a click that sounded deafening to her own ears, Amanda glanced around. A few older people sat knitting, reading, and talking in small groups. A television droned in the background. A very elderly gentleman sat in a wheelchair in front of a large picture window, his head bobbing as he dozed off. A woman just a few years older than her looked up and spotted Amanda, a frown creasing her forehead. The woman straightened from helping the young man who was sitting at a card table. Amanda wasn't sure what the young man needed help doing. It looked as though he'd been drawing. The woman leaned over and said something in his ear before approaching Amanda.
Can I help you?
I guess so.
A puzzled look crossed the woman's face when Amanda didn't continue. The woman prodded.
Do you need information or a tour of our facility?
No.
The woman squinted in confusion and tilted her head with an unspoken question. As she opened her mouth, Amanda interrupted her.
I'm here for Gregory Barber.
She must have said it loud enough as the young man at the table lifted his head from his project and turned toward them. He laughed loudly and brushed away the hair that fell into his eyes with the back of his bent wrist. An O formed on the woman's lips.
You must be Amanda.
Amanda frowned. Of course the woman knew who she was.
She bet all of Manning Grove had been waiting for her to show up.
Yes, I'm here to pick up Greg.
Amanda bit her lip as the young man rose from the table with a crooked smile. Next thing she knew, he was running toward her, his arms flailing in the air. Amanda automatically stepped back. She really wanted to turn and run, but the young man's arms wrapped around her, squeezing her until she couldn't breathe. The woman grabbed his arms, trying to peel him off.
Greg? Greg, let her go.
Greg rocked Amanda back and forth, pressing his head into her chest, squeezing her even tighter. She groaned in pain.
Greg!
Donna, is this Amanda? Is this Amanda?
His booming voice vibrated against her chest.
Greg, you are going to squeeze her to death.
Greg reluctantly let her go and stepped back, the crooked smile on his face even larger. A bit of spit sprayed out of his mouth as he yelled,
My sister Amanda!
Yes, Greg, your sister is here to pick you up.
Donna turned to Amanda. As you can guess by now, I'm Donna. I manage this facility.
Concern crossed her face.
You look pale. Do you want to sit down?
Amanda shook her head.
No.
She took a deep breath, rubbing her ribs, checking for damage. She pulled down her skirt and adjusted the sweater that was askew under her jacket.
No, I'm okay.
Are you taking Greg back to his mother's house?
Yes.
Have you ever dealt with a special needs person before?
Amanda looked at Greg, who stared back at her with the biggest grin on his face.
No.
Greg couldn't stand still. He was fidgeting about and mumbling to himself.
Donna frowned. Oh boy.